I'm Councillor Tom Brindley. I'm the ward councillor on North Harts District Council for Coticut. This is a chalk quarry, and I don't think really anybody has any problems with it as a chalk quarry, but it's now trying to operate as a concrete reprocessing site, and that's the big issue. The number of lorries which are coming through, which are bringing in concrete, the crushing, the noise, the dust, the pollution, going down a very narrow single-track lane, and all the vehicles have to come either through Coticut Village or even worse, on the road to St Albans and through Wheatonstead.
How many lorries currently go through the village at the moment in comparison to what is being proposed?
It does vary, but I mean 40 to 80 a day can come through here, lorry movements. Sometimes they're bringing in soil for reprocessing. That's a legitimate operation, but that's a very small part of it. Occasionally they take out the chalk. That's a very seasonal operation. A few weeks of the year in the summer, that's not really the issue. It's the constant movement of lorries through, especially early in the mornings. The route is right past a school. And the disruption to the residents, to vehicles, there have been numerous incidental, smaller accidents, not casualties, it's true, but knocks and shunts and just generally these lorries cause a huge disruption and just not acceptable in this area. It's a rural area, a landscape conservation area. And just this is not appropriate for an industrial scale activity there. Coticut's a delightful village. I've been living here myself for over 20 years, and people who move here stay, and it is great, but we really have the right to peaceful enjoyment of the village, of the rural area. Industrial area, industrial activity is very important, but it has to be in the right place.
Tell me a little bit more about the campaign that's been set up. There's been a lot of posters put up around the village voicing fears.
This really has brought the village together as one and with one voice. Over 200 people attended the parish council meeting where this was discussed. There are action groups, there are petitions, there are letters continually coming in. I get copied on all the letters going through to the county. I stress that this is a county council decision, and it will be the county planning committee which will make the decision, and we are lobbying the planning committee, and we hope that they will turn down this application.